Thank you very much for coming to Sri Radha Gopinath's Sunday festival. Time is so precious, and this human form of life, every beat of the heart, every motion of the second hand on the clock, diminishes our life in this particular body. The human form of life is the junction by which, if we make the proper decisions, we can forever be liberated from the miseries of material existence and enter into the eternal ecstatic pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord descends in this world especially to give us this opportunity. A devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, if Krishna knows past, present, and future, and everything is predestined, then what is the question of free will? Srila Prabhupada explained that the destiny of everyone within material existence is to continue trying to enjoy apart from Krishna forever. To remain in the cycle of birth and death endlessly. Therefore Krishna descends. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhavata abhyuta nama dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. He descends to interfere with the destiny of all living entities and reveal his eternal blissful pastimes through Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, and other such glorious scriptures. He speaks Bhagavad Gita to give us an understanding. We are not these bodies. We are the eternal soul. And our eternal place is in the spiritual world beyond birth and death. That the fundamental need of every living being is to love. Because the soul's constitutional nature is to love Krishna. Birth after birth, we are trying to find substitutes or alternatives, but we are always frustrated. But when that propensity for pleasure, propensity for love is directed again to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, then gradually our hearts become purified and we realize the spiritual essence within us. So this is the purpose why Krishna comes to this world, to attract our hearts back to Him. Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishi masaja. By surrendering to Krishna, He personally delivers us from all sinful reactions. Mamupetya punara janma dukalayam ashashvatam napnavanti mahatmana samsidim paramam gata. If we simply remember Krishna, then He personally removes us from a place of misery where everything is temporary and brings us to His eternal abode. That is causeless mercy. Therefore, the only possibility of being removed from the destiny of temporary happiness and distress, which culminates in suffering, is the causeless mercy of Krishna. Not only does Krishna personally descend, but he sends the scriptures and he sends the sadhus, his devotees. Because their living example teaches us what is actually the essence of the scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained in this way that it is impossible for practically anyone to understand what is the true meaning of the holy scriptures. The real essence of the scriptures is revealed through the life of the great devotees who are unconditionally immersed in remembering Krishna, in rendering service to Krishna, who are kind, compassionate servants of all living beings, and who take the ultimate joy of life constantly chanting the holy names. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
The chanting of the holy names has such infinite power. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis, that the Lord has empowered all of His potencies, opulences, His beauty and His sweetness within His name. The name is non-different than Krishna. And great personalities throughout the ages have revealed by their faith the incredible potency of the holy name. There is one associate of Lord Nityananda Prabhu named Parameshwar Das. Parameshwar Das is one of the 12 Gopals, intimate cowherd boys of Krishna's Leela, who descended to assist Nityananda Prabhu in propagating this Harinam Sankirtan movement. So one time Parameshwar was leading a kirtan in one town. He was singing so enthusiastically and dancing so ecstatically that dozens and dozens of devotees were gathered around, and they were just ecstatic, loudly, so loudly they were chanting the names of the Lord that it was tumultuous. At that time, some local atheists were very much disturbed that they were polluting the atmosphere with this loud noise. Actually, I have told the story. One time, one of our neighbors here, he came up to me and said, "When are you going to stop all this noise pollution?" And I thought he meant all the saws and drills of the workers. I said, "They'll be done in a couple months." He said, "No, I'm talking about this loud screaming that comes from your temple. You're polluting the atmosphere." So I was so happy to hear this. Because we read the exact quotations of what that person said in Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was a bona fide blasphemer, perfectly authorized by the scriptures. And I was thinking that Mahaprabhu has sent this person just to encourage us that we actually are participating in his eternal leela. So these local blasphemers, they wanted to stop this kirtan. So you know what they did to Parameshwar Das and the devotees? They picked up a dead jackal and just threw it right in the middle of the kirtan, thinking that this dead animal is so contaminated, everyone would have to go take baths and they would leave. So he just threw this dead, bloody jackal right in the center of the kirtan. And Parameshwar Das, he just kept chanting and dancing ecstatically. And before everyone's eyes, the dead jackal jumped up in the air, started dancing in ecstasy and howling in exact harmony with the kirtan. When the devotees saw this and heard this, they didn't stop the kirtan, but at least 1,000 times louder, they chanted the holy name. Something like that. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Puri, there was a young boy. His name was Makaradvaj. But Lord Chaitanya loved him very much. So he used to call him Gopal. One day, there was this one devotee in Puri. He was an associate of Lord Chaitanya. He loved the chanting of the holy name so much. He just never stopped chanting. He was constantly chanting. He had such a taste for the holy name that just automatically his mouth was moving and his tongue was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He couldn't stop it. He had that enthusiasm. Spontaneous chanting, 24, even when he was sleeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. His tongue just wouldn't stop chanting. So one day he was going to respond to nature, which means he had to go to toilet. So he went to some place where people did at that time to respond to nature. And he was thinking that responding to nature is a very impure thing, so I shouldn't be chanting at this time. But at the same time, his tongue was constantly going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But he didn't want to offend the holy name by chanting while he was responding to nature's calls. So with both of his hands, he was holding his tongue with great effort, somehow or other, to try to keep it from chanting. As he was responding to nature, holding his tongue with all his might. And Gopal happened to come by and see this scene. And he said, you don't have to do that. He said, dear Prabhu, he said, there are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names. You could chant the holy names anywhere, at any time, with anyone, whether you're in a pure state or impure state. This is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. No hard and fast rules. One can constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. At the time of death, you may be passing urine and stool. At that time, if you're not trained to chant the holy names of Krishna, you're not going to meet an auspicious death. The time of death may be a very contaminating state. But yet, your salvation is if you are sincerely chanting the holy name. So please, let go of your tongue and let the holy name sing. So he let go of his tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to see this incident. So he was very happy. He was ecstatic. He embraced little Gopal. And he said, from this day on, you are guru. You have given instruction by your words and by your example. You are guru. From that day on, he became known as Gopal Guru Goswami, one of the great acharyas of our Gaudiya Vaishnav line. There was a devotee named Abhiram Thakur. Abhiram Thakur was incarnation of Sri Dhamma, Srimati Radharani's brother. And he was such a good devotee. He had such powers of devotion. It is said that if he offered obeisances to a Shalagram Shila or a deity, and Vishnu was not personally accepting worship in that form, then the Shila or the deity would just crack in hundreds of pieces. And if he offered obeisances to any person, if they had even the slightest inclination toward material enjoyment, they would immediately die. So he didn't offer his obeisances to many people. But when he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had declared this little boy Gopal as guru, he was very enthusiastic, and he left Kanakula Krishna Nagar specifically on the mission of offering obeisances to this little boy. So as he was approaching Puri, all the devotees were very much afraid. They were thinking that we have such affection for little Gopal Guru. We don't want him to die. What if he has some little desire in his heart? So they were in great anxiety. Lord Chaitanya saw this. So he placed his lotus foot on Gopal's head and formed a tilak with his lotus feet, just to show that he was going to protect Gopal from Abhiram Thakur's obeisances. And to this day, the descendants of Gopal Guru wear the same type of tilak. So Abhiram Thakur came, and little Gopal, he was afraid too. So when Abhiram came before him, he jumped in Lord Chaitanya's lap. And Lord Chaitanya was affectionately embracing him. And then Abhiram Thakur offered his prostrate of dandavats to Gopal Guru, and Lord Chaitanya protected him in his lap. He was a pure soul. He became a great disciple of Vakreshwar Pandit. And he demonstrated by his faith and by his actions that if we simply have complete faith in the power and potency of Krishna's names, all things will be revealed to us. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that if one sincerely chants the names without offense, then the name himself will reveal Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's associates. The name itself will reveal Krishna's pastimes. And ultimately, the name will reveal our eternal relationship with Krishna in his eternal pastimes in the spiritual world. Therefore, there is no greater benediction for all humanity than the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur continued to explain in what mood Krishna will reciprocate to his name being chanted, to reveal everything. He said the Siddha Pranali mantra of Gaudiya Vaishnav, the Gaudiya Math, is Trinarapi Sunichena, Tadorapi Sahishana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. If we live by this verse, striving to be more humble than a straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return, then Krishna will give us the higher taste by which we could chant the name constantly. Everything will be understood by the mercy of the holy name. But in order to have this faith, we must associate with people who have this faith. In order to really strive with proper understanding to be humble, we must associate with those who are humble. And today, by Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's great mercy, and by Srila Prabhupada's divine grace, he has sent one of his very confidential associates who has genuine love for the form of the Lord and who has a great taste for the chanting of the holy names. We all know him well. He joined us for the entire Vrindavan and Jaipur Yatra. He's the head pujari for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, living in Sri Navadvip Mayapur for the past 30 years, faithfully worshipping the deity and serving the Vaishnavas. Let us very loudly and enthusiastically express our appreciation to Jananivas Prabhu. Now Jananivas Prabhu will speak to us to enlighten our hearts with his wonderful realizations.
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Garadha Shivashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hare. I'd like to thank Radhanath Maharaj for inviting me here, specifically for the Pushpabhishek ceremony tomorrow of Sri Radha Gopinath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us that a Vaishnava is actually someone who makes other Vaishnavas. By seeing that person, automatically someone will chant Hare Krishna. And he will make other Vaishnavas. So coming here again after a short while, I see many more Vaishnavas are coming, participating in this program. Courtyard is packed up, devotees taking prasad. The kirtans are more ecstatic. So these are all symptoms that there is a great Vaishnava in the area, you're being attracted by his presence, by his calling. Similarly, I've also been very much attracted by the presence of that Vaishnava. Who has created practically what we see here, this beautiful temple, beautiful decorations here. Radha Gopinath ji have by his desire of Radhanath Maharaj, their confidential associates have joined them now in Radha Gopinath Mandir. So we are very fortunate to have the association of a person who can generate that enthusiasm, who can impel us forward in life's ultimate gain and goal. Thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you. It's very difficult to speak, but to follow such concise words after Maharaj is speaking. Brahma Samhita, we learn Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pravita Bhistavi Jaipnutaya Kalabi Goloka Iva Nivesati Akalatma Buddha Govinda Madhi Prudusham Tamaham Majani. So, the supreme abode of the Lord, Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna is attended with Sri Radha. And her confidential associates who are expansions of herself. So now we have Lalita, Vishakha Devi, Induleka, Ranga Devi, Insu Devi, Champaka Devi, Chitra Devi, who are the expansions of Srimati Radharani, the Haladini Shakti, potency of Krishna. Radharani's business is simply to please Krishna. And so she expands herself also into many for the same purpose, simply to increase Krishna's pleasure. Variety is the spice of life. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Shivimana. Actually there's hundreds and thousands and millions of gopas. They're all expansions for simply for Krishna's pleasure. So the devotees of Krishna, they're not simply interested in worshipping Krishna alone, but they like to expand unlimitedly Krishna's pleasure by assisting him in helping him experience unlimited various relationships with unlimited devotees. So this is a picture of Vrindavan, what we see here. Radha Gopinath ji and the Shakyas. And peacocks and the cows and Govardhan Hill, Jamuna is here. And they're inviting everybody, you please come back here. You don't belong rotting in the material world. You belong back home with us. So this is the invitation that they are coming. This is why Krishna is coming. This is why the great devotees and the acharyas are coming. To tell us to stop rotting in this material world, trying to enjoy in this material world. Krishna never says, nor any of his devotees ever say, nor any of his incarnations ever say, that make a happy situation in the material world. That instruction we never find. But we find most of our lives is centered around this, how we can make a happy situation in this material world. But Krishna never instructs this, nor do any of his devotees. They're just telling us, finish off this business, this lifetime. Come back home, back to Godhead. This is the actual happy situation. We try to create a situation, specifically in society, friendship and love, because everybody likes society, friendship and love. But the problem is, we can't keep it. Even if we manage to get it together for a little while, after a short time, we are kicked out. It's just a matter of time. No matter what situation we have in this material world, in our society, friendship and love, it's just a matter of time before we are kicked out of that situation. And then, another situation. Again, the same struggle. Even the cats and dogs, they're trying to make a nice situation. They want a nice little place to stay and a nice, where they can get some nice food. And it's available also for the cats and dogs. So this is not our business. So the intelligent question is that the humans can ask that I want this situation, I like it very much, friendship, society, but where can I have it where it never finishes? That is an intelligent question, because we like it. So that Krishna is offering, yes, you come here. Everything is here. My mother, Jasoda, Nanda Maharaj is here. My friends, my girlfriends, my boyfriends. Society is going on there. We have the cows, it's our family business, we are Vaishyas. And we have the forests of Vrindavan, we have the Jamuna River, we have all our necessities supplied. So society is going on. But the difference is that it never finishes there. We are never kicked out of that situation. Krishna says, once you reach that supreme abode, Param Dham, Nityadham, you never have to come back and take birth in this world again. So this is the message of Krishna and his devotees. And although it's Krishna says, out of many, many thousands of men who are trying to understand needs, hardly one knows me in truth. It is very, very difficult to understand me in truth. So that is the situation of this material world. The desires are so strong to have some kind of facility here. The promise of happiness is so strong that it completely distracts us from our true mission in life. It steals of us of our faith in Krishna. And after all, this is Maya Devi's business is exactly for this only. She is simply meant to distract. Srila Prabhupada says she has a thankless task. Otherwise, even Maya Devi is a great devotee of Krishna, but she's doing this as a service to Krishna. In Navadvip, there is an island called Srimantadvip, where Parvati Devi was meditating on Lord Gauranga after hearing her husband, Lord Shiva, chanting his name and showing such ecstatic symptoms of ecstasy. She wanted to also understand who this Gauranga was. So she began meditating there under her husband's instruction. And very soon, in her meditation, she heard the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya. And when she opened her eyes, she actually saw Lord Chaitanya was coming with golden effulgent form, long flowing hair, staggering in love of Godhead, tears coming from his eyes, surrounded by his devotees. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached her, he saw her sitting and he said, "Mother, why you are crying?" She said, "Please hear my plea. My name is Maya Devi. My business is to keep all the conditioned souls here bound in ignorance. It is my duty." And it is said that Krishna is like the sunshine, the Maya is like darkness. Wherever there is a sunshine, the darkness cannot stand. So what is my position? I'm the darkness. I'm the backside of Krishna. I can never stand in front of Krishna. I can never have his darshan. He is this illuminating sun. I'm simply the darkness, the shadow, representation, Maya Devi. What is my fate? I will never have be able to meet Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, actually, from my angle of vision, I see you as none different than my very own Srimati Radharani. She is my internal potency. That Jikshakti, that internal potency, reflects itself here as a material energy. But actually, you are none different. You are simply a reflection of the pure spiritual energy. And in the spiritual world, you act as Yogamaya. Without your help, I can't perform any of my pastimes. You are the potency that assists in all these pastimes. And in the reflected here in the material world, you are the potency also that assists in all the pastimes of the living entities. We are having unlimited leelas here. I am a man, I am a woman, I am an Indian, I am a Hindu, this is my mother, father. All leela we are having, everyone is like having his own leela. That is all going on under Maya Devi's supervision. Hundreds and hundreds of little Krishnas, she is assisting in their leelas. Nice little leela, but the same problem is there. After a little while, get out. She kick us out. And again, back into the 84 lakh species of life. So, Lord Chaitanya came and he gave her actually self-realization. He said, actually, your real identity is your Yogamaya, you're not Mahamaya. So by following this process of chanting Hare Krishna, because your desire to see me and understand my mission, I have been revealed to you. And now you are self-realized. You understand your position. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we simply participate in his mission. Then we can also become self-realized. We can understand our true identity. Then we'll be able to have the qualification to go back home, back to Godhead. So although it's extremely difficult to cross over this material energy, this Maya energy, Krishna is saying himself, it's extremely difficult, and only one out of millions will actually Krishna says that only one out of thousands of self-realized persons, he will come, he can actually know me. Those who are perfect, I mean self-realized, understanding I'm not this body, they can, only one of those will actually know me in truth. So it is very difficult. One has to have the proper qualification. Krishna says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, at the end, that only one who is free from all sin in this life and in previous life, free from sin, he has no more hankerings, no more attachments to the material world. Only he can take to my devotional service. Only he can actually become my devotee. Because he has the proper qualification. So it means purified in previous births and purified in this birth. Then you can actually take to the service of Krishna. So it's very, very rare. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind. Then in his mission, because he's seeing it's so difficult for the people of, especially of people of Kali Yuga. Krishna was speaking in a different yuga. Or to speak of the people in Kali Yuga. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even if you're not purified for previous lives, even if you're not purified in this life, even though you still have, you're not free from all kinds of hankerings and limitations, still, I'm coming to give you my service. Which is what you get from being purified and becoming Krishna's devotee. I'm coming to give you that without even considering your qualification. This was the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his devotees have made this Sankirtan movement so easy for the living entities in Kali Yuga. Otherwise, the rest of the time is extremely difficult. Throughout the history of the universe, practically, it's very, very difficult to actually go and join Krishna's pastime. Very difficult. But in this age, so simple. You all know the story of Jagai Madai. Great, great sinners. They weren't free from sinful activities in their past life. And in this life, they were even greater sinners. But simply by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, they became the greatest devotees. Of course, that is Kripa Siddhi. Jagat Madai, very, very fortunate. They got actual Kripa Siddhi. We may not be so fortunate to get Kripa Siddhi. But our acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming, giving Kripa Siddhi, and the acharyas are giving Kripa Siddhi. Here it is, here it is. But actually we just don't have that faith to take it, that's all. So then, okay, here is the process of sadhana. You can't immediately take Krishna consciousness, which is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. He came to give, here is service to Krishna. You're Krishna's eternal servant, here is service. But we can't take it with that much faith. Accept it with that much faith. Otherwise, immediately we could understand everything about Krishna. Because it's already there in the heart. It's simply covered. Well, this process of Krishna consciousness is simply removing the coverings so that natural loving relationship we have with Krishna becomes manifested again. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, and that's what the acharyas have come to give. But somehow or another, our attachment to this material world is so strong. We can't get rid of all these coverings. We like these coverings to some extent. We're so slow. Kali Yuga is very, very bad. Very, very slow age. Even we get something, they're giving, they're begging, please, we cannot take it. So slow. So then the acharyas, still they don't give up. They're so kind. Here, take the process of sarana bhakti. You can't accept fully what we're giving. Okay, please accept the process of sadhana bhakti. Just take the process chanting Hare Krishna and following all these principles. And then very, very soon, you can get that perfection. Prabhupada said in one lifetime, you can go back. That means sadhana siddhi. By following the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness, the sadhana, you can go back to God in one lifetime. This is Prabhupada's promise. If you follow nicely the simple rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti. So practically the International Society for Krishna Consciousness movement is a movement of sadhana siddhi. It's actually kripa siddhi, but we cannot take it immediately. So practically it becomes sadhana siddhi, because that we can do, we can practice the process of Krishna consciousness, gradually give up our attachments to the material. So, this is nothing else but the mercy of Chaitanya. Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Bhadaya. Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauri. Never was there ever a time like this before. And it's a fact. No one, even all the great acharyas, and no one ever says you go back to God in one lifetime. You don't hear of it. Generally it's a process of many, many, many lives. Then suddenly, here is Prabhupada, he's coming to the malechas and the yavanas. And here in one lifetime you can go back. You simply take the Krishna consciousness. So we are so fortunate to have had Srila Prabhupada come and given his sublime teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami has presented, and Srila Prabhupada has perfectly elaborated on. So, we are given the chance by Srila Prabhupada to engage in Krishna service, that's all. Because our identity is Jivesarupa and Nitya Krishna Das. We are nothing else but Krishna's servants. And we are given the chance. Here is Krishna's service. When you're engaged in Krishna's service, there's nothing else to be achieved. You're in a perfectional stage. You may not realize it. You may not realize everything. But actually, you're in the perfectional stage because you're actually doing what you are supposed to be doing. The very purpose of our existence was to please Krishna by service. So we're in that situation again by the mercy of a devotee. Even we can't realize or understand what's going on. But from Krishna's angle of vision, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's angle, oh, he's rendering me a little bit of service. He's assisting me in my mission. We may have so many problems and so many doubts. But from Krishna's angle of vision, oh, he's doing a little bit of service. So nice. Take them back. They want to serve me again. This is the greatness of this movement. The kindness of Lord Chaitanya. And this was Srila Prabhupada's expertise also. That whoever Prabhupada met, we saw, he tried to engage him in Krishna's service somehow or another. Even if it was an atheist or something like that, Prabhupada, somehow or another, do some service for Krishna. Do some service for the mission. Unknowingly, you do somehow or another, you would engage. So that person would also be situated constitutionally perfect. Although consciousness may not have been perfect, but his situation was perfect. So this is the Krishna consciousness movement. It's given everyone an opportunity to engage in Krishna service. And as servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is also our mission, following Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. We should simply try to bring others to Krishna consciousness, give them an opportunity to engage in Krishna service. We have been given this wonderful gift of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada has promised, you simply act in Krishna consciousness, follow, you'll go back to Godhead, you don't have to worry. So your problem is over. Your problem is finished. Because that's a big problem. Your next janma. But that's been solved. You only little problems, this here and there, I don't like this one, I like this, I'm getting so many physical problems. These are little. They will always be there, they will always come and go. But the big problem has been solved once you take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna's devotees. So now we should be thinking, okay, we're so fortunate to have been in this situation where our problem is actually solved for us. So let's solve others' problems. Let's help others. Let's give what we've got, let's give to others. At least present. Prabhupada said we cannot force anyone to take the Krishna consciousness, but we simply present, here is Krishna consciousness. Then it's up to them, it's up to their individual free will. They can take on that. But our business, we must present. And by doing this, by presenting Krishna consciousness to others, it's a symptom of your love for Krishna. It's a symptom of your love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a symptom of your love for your spiritual master, that you're also giving this gift of Nabadvip, the Yuga Dharma, the Sankirtan mission. So when we come here, we become very much inspired to see how you have picked up Krishna consciousness so wonderfully by the grace of Radhanath Maharaj. Very, very wonderful example of Krishna consciousness in this temple. The whole world is actually talking about the examples you have here. And when we come here, we can see it personally. We're also trying to induce Radhanath Maharaj to come to the city of joy, Calcutta, to do the same thing there, help us there. We'll be very much grateful. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home, Bengal. And actually everyone there is a devotee of Lord Chaitanya at heart. And there are, basically it's a middle class population there. They're very easy to preach to because they're already devotees. So we've seen what wonderful results have happened here. So if Maharaj can also come and you come, you give us examples there, then very also we can show Calcutta and Bengal how nice this process of Krishna consciousness is. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shivada Gopinathu ki. Master Shakibind ki.
Janani Vas Prabhu ki.
Thank you. Thank
you. He is our head pujari. All pujaris must do everything out of under his guidance and blessings. That is one of the most auspicious blessings that has come upon our temples. We have several special guests here today. Ananda Vrindavan Devi, Mataji, can you stand up, please? She has descended from Sri Vrindavan Dham. Yes, please stay up. She has been living in Vrindavan for many years, and she's in charge of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Balaram Vrindavan Gurukul, which is a very, very great sacrifice and surrender she has been offering by taking up this very difficult and important responsibility. And the many teachers and students at this Gurukul have oftentimes related to me how they feel such faith and shelter under her guidance and direction. She's the wife of Braj Bihari Prabhu, one of our very dear friends, and who has performed wonderful, wonderful services throughout the years for the Vaishnavas. So we are very deeply appreciative that you have come to our temple to give us your auspicious blessings today. Everyone, please very gratefully welcome her to Sri Radha Gopinath. There are 7 devotees from Italy. Can you all stand up, please? This is the leader of the mission from Italy, Golokananda Prabhu. There is also Bamsidhari Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Padmavati Mataji, Damayanti Mataji, and Kasturi Mataji. Everyone is here. They are disciples of our very beloved well-wisher, His Holiness Srila Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, one of Srila Prabhupada's very, very dear friends and god brothers. And they're just on their way to go to Kovur, the place on the bank of the Godavari River where Lord Chaitanya spoke to Ramananda Rai for his Vyasa Puja celebration. So we are very honored and grateful that you have come to bless us with your Guru Maharaj's blessings. Everyone, let us enthusiastically welcome them to Sri Radha Gopinath. Rukmini Raman Prabhu is here. Please stand if you are here. Hare Krishna. Disciple of Srila Jaipatak Swami Maharaj. If he's here or not here, we can welcome him. He's somewhere. And once again we have our dear god brother Nava Yovana Prabhu. He has been with us for several weeks now. He's been introduced in the past, but this is who you just said Hari Bol for. Nava Yovana Prabhu from the very early 70s, devotee, and has traveled and preached open restaurants for Prabhupada, taken great managerial responsibilities. He for many years preached in Tehran, Iran, at the time of the Shah, and even at the time of Ayatollah Khomeini, he was preaching Krishna consciousness. very fearless, very soft-hearted, very exemplary Vaishnava. And it's just a divine pleasure to be in his association. Let us welcome him to Radha Gopinath. Would you like to speak some words, Navayovana Prabhu? Please.
I think the only thing I can say to you today is something you all already know. How fortunate we all are to have Radhanath Swami's association. Krishna is wonderful, and Krishna's devotees are also wonderful. And to become a leader in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said, you have to become a follower. And Radhanath Swami is giving us such a great example of using all of his natural talents and abilities to his fullest capacity in the mood of surrendering to Srila Prabhupada. And by doing that, he's become such a wonderful leader. And by following him, everyone else also can become wonderful leaders, according to each and everyone's capacity and talent and intelligence. Because we're all unique individuals. We're not a mass. We are individuals collected in this group. There's unity here, but the unity, the power of the unity, is there's diversity. So by following and ultimately surrendering to those who are great, we also can become great. And we can, as Gnani Vas Prabhu said, in this lifetime, make our lives perfect so that our minds will become attracted to Shishi Radha Gopinath just as a young boy is attracted to a young girl. That is perfection. So it's a great privilege for me to be visiting your mandir and to have the example of your association. It's also a healing experience for me because there's a long history that some of us have had in ISKCON, and this is a very healing experience for me personally. So, thank you, Radhanath Maharaj, and thank all of you for your kind association. Hare Krishna.
Would you like to sing one prayer by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, please? It is page 148 in the Marathi songbook and page 26 in English songbook. It is entitled My Treasure Nityananda, from the Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur. It's page 26. The translation is as follows. My treasure is Lord Nityananda. My master is Lord Gaurchandra. And my very life force is the youthful divine couple of Braja, Sri Radha and Krishna. My strength is Advaitacharya, My family is Gadadhar Pandit, and Narahari Sarakar is my very activity. My playful bath is taken in the dust of the feet of the devotees, and my satisfaction is in hearing and speaking the names of the Vaishnavas. My contemplation time is spent relishing the nectar of devotion, highlighted by quotations from the Srimad Bhagavatam. My mind is fixed on obtaining the devotees' food remnants, and I blossom with joy at the remembrance of the Vaishnava's names. My mind simply surrounds the raised platform in Vrindavan where the rasa dance is performed. Thus speaks the lowly Narottam Das. Srila Narottam Das Thakur declares his treasure to be Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the personification of the infinite mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dinahina yata chilo, harinam utarilo, thara sakshi jagai madhai. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he one day sat with Nityananda Prabhu in a secluded place and said, "Why are you enjoying here in Puri? You should go to Bengal like a madman, and you should make everyone mad with ecstatic love of God. You should go to everyone, the rich, the poor, the pious, the impious, even the drunkards and the greatest sinners, and you should give them love of God." In Navadvip, the Lord instructed Nityananda in the same way, that whoever you meet, you just give them this message. Worship Krishna. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Hear the glories of Krishna. Help others to become Krishna conscious. Anyone who does this is my life and soul. So it was Nityananda Prabhu whose mercy brings people of the world to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami also explained, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda Balaram, no one can attain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu is represented by the spiritual masters. So Narottam Das Thakur is claiming that my treasure is Lord Nityananda. That means his real wealth is the causeless mercy of the Lord. Narottam Das Thakur was a prince in Keturi Gram. He was the person who was meant to inherit the entire kingdom. But he left home secretly and went to Vrindavan to live the simplest life of a mendicant, in the association of Jiva Goswami, Srinivas Acharya, and Shamananda Goswami. His Guru Maharaj was Lokanath Goswami. It is explained that Lokanath Goswami did not want to initiate anyone because he considered himself too fallen, incapable. But Narottam Das Thakur simply wanted to serve this great soul. So every morning, very early, he would go to the place where Lokanath Goswami would respond to the calls of nature before taking his bath in Jamuna. And he would very attentively clean that place with his own hands and wash it, sweep it. Lokanath Goswami, many days he went there, he was very much confused. How is it that this place, which is meant for passing stool, is always so perfectly clean, immaculate, and so fragrant and fresh? So one night, he woke up early and hid in the bushes to see what was happening. And there he saw Narottam Das Thakur coming with a broom, and very affectionately, with great love, as if he was cleaning the altar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple. He was cleaning the stool place. Lokanath Goswami was shocked. How is this possible? He cried out, Narottam, Narottam, what are you doing? You are the son of a prince. You are coming from a royal family. How is it that you are cleaning the stool of another with your own hands? Narottam Das Thakur said that I have left the temporary forms of entanglement of this material world, and I have come here to Vrindavan, and I have achieved the supreme treasure, the great wealth of humble service to my Guru Maharaj. Lokanath Goswami's heart melted. So Narottam Das Thakur explains that his treasure, his real wealth, is the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his representatives, the spiritual masters. My master is Lord Gaurachandra. As Srila Prabhupada prayed on Jaladutta, my Lord, make me dance like a wooden puppet in your hands. O Lord, make me dance. This is really what it means to accept someone as master. That every word, every thought, every action is for the service of the pleasure of the master. And my very life force is the youthful divine couple of Raja, Sri Radha Gopinath. My strength is Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya, the best of the Brahmins, the leader of all the devotees, incarnation of Mahavishnu, is the giver of strength to the devotees. My family is Gadadhar Pandit, and Narahari Sarakar is my very activity. My bath is taken in the dust of the feet of the devotees, and my satisfaction is in hearing and speaking the names of the Vaishnavas. Such enthusiasm! Narottam Das Thakur, he's appreciating, giving all credit to the mercy of the great souls. Prahlad Maharaj explained, unless one takes bath on a regular basis in the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas, one cannot attain pure devotional service. What does it mean to take bath in the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas? That means to be using one's body, mind, and words unconditionally, wholesale, in the service of the devotees. And he finds great satisfaction hearing and speaking the names of the Vaishnavas. This means he's completely free from envy. His greatest satisfaction in life is hearing the glories of the Lord's devotees. My contemplation is spent relishing the nectar of devotion, highlighted by Srimad Bhagavatam. My mind is fixed on obtaining the devotees' food remnants and I blossom with joy at the remembrance of the Vaishnava's names. My mind simply surrounds the raised platform in Vrindavan where the rasa dance is performed. In this song, Narottam Das Thakur is joyfully expressing his complete absorption in Krishna. In every aspect of Krishna consciousness, he's simply relishing and enjoying. This is the goal of our life. To appreciate the Lord in all of his transcendental forms. To worship the Vaishnavas. And to make the service of Radha and Krishna our very life and soul.